Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the last in our series of walking step by step through the Mass. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. At Mass, Calvary is made present, and we stand with Mary at the cross, offering our lives with Christ. With the great Amen, we proclaim our faith in his real presence. Now, before we approach the altar to receive God in the sacred banquet of Holy Communion, Christ places on our lips the perfect prayer for this moment, the Our Father. As children gathered around the table of the Lord, we ask our Father for the most important bread, the bread of life. In the fourth petition of the Our Father, we pray for our daily bread. In Greek, the word is epiousios, which means super essential, and it points directly to the Eucharist, the bread of life, the medicine of immortality, without which we have no divine life in us. And then immediately after we pray the Our Father, the priest continues, "Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ." And knowing only God can conquer evil and injustice, we cry out together, "For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Having prayed as Christ taught us, he now invites us to peace. The priest prays, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. And because we all want peace and unity, we respond, Amen. And then he proclaims, the peace of the Lord be with you always. And we answer, and with your spirit. And then he invites, let us offer each other the sign of peace. Now, this moment flows directly from the Our Father, which we just prayed, where we ask, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So, before approaching the altar to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, Jesus basically commands us to do what he taught in the Sermon on the Mount. If you're offering your gift at the altar and you remember your brother has something against you, you need to leave your gift and go and be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. So, the sign of peace is not just this moment of a polite handshake or to give a peace sign across the church to somebody. It's really the moment where we have to be confronted with, wait a minute, am I at odds with my spouse, with a family member, with a colleague? And I need to get that squared away if I'm going to be in union with God. Now, that person that we need to be reconciled with might be the person next to us in the pew, might be someone across the church. Either way, it's a call. Are we going to answer the call and be reconciled? Because we can't have union with God if we hate our brothers and sisters. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. After the sign of peace comes the Lamb of God, where three times we say, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Grant us peace. The Mass now fixes our eyes on Christ, truly present in the Eucharist. And the priest raises the consecrated host and echoes the words of John the Baptist, who said, Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world, because we are about to receive him in Holy Communion. And so he adds the words from the book of Revelation, Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. And then at that moment, we take the words of the centurion from Matthew chapter 8. When Jesus was about to enter his house, the centurion said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant shall be healed. And the liturgy adapts his words for us. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. And what the centurion once confessed, we now confess before the Eucharist. God himself is about to enter, not merely into a house, but into our bodies and into our souls. So with humility, we admit we are unworthy, but then we recognize we never could be worthy, but God loves us unconditionally anyway. And he offers himself to us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. At last, the moment of the holy exchange arrives. We offered our lives to Christ in the offertory. When the priest invited us, lift up your hearts. And we said, we lift them up to the Lord. And now Jesus offers his heart to us in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the greatest gift possible because it is Jesus. And he promised, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. In fact, he who eats me will live because of me. Holy Communion nourishes our soul, just as food strengthens the body. And it forgives our sins. As Saint Ambrose declared, because I always sin, I should always have a remedy. And each time we receive Christ, he forgives our sins and strengthens us against temptation. We say, we believe that union with God is the goal of life. That's what we have in the Mass. Receiving the Eucharist is the goal of our life. That's why the Mass must become the center of our life. Is it the center of your life? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. The Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. And to receive him in the Eucharist is the closest possible union with God, this side of heaven. So once we return to our pew, what's the only appropriate thing to do but give Jesus our full attention for the time he remains within us, about 15 minutes physically. St. Teresa of Avila urges us never to waste these moments. She writes, "Be with him willingly. Don't lose so good an occasion for conversing with him as is the time after receiving him in Holy Communion. This is a most advantageous time for the soul, during which Jesus is very pleased if you keep him company." So the great Teresa encourages, after we've received Jesus in the Eucharist, to turn inward and to open the eyes of the soul and to seek Jesus with love. And when we do, Christ often reveals himself more deeply. And since there's nothing greater that we could do, it's time for the dismissal. After the final blessing, the deacon or the priest sends us forth with these words, "Go and announce the gospel of the Lord." And we respond with gratitude and resolve, "Thanks be to God." But the Mass does not simply conclude here. It launches us into our mission. Notice, it's the priest who remains at the church while we go forth. Why? Because it's our responsibility to carry what we have received into the world. Now we are commissioned to bring his truth and love to our families, to our workplaces, and to every corner of society. The very word Mass comes from the Latin, actually the very last words of the Mass. Ita missa est. Go, you are sent. So maybe as a resolution, who is the one person that we are sent to bring Christ to today? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, before we jump into our conversation, I really want to invite everyone praying with us. If you want to learn your faith better, if you want to grow in your spiritual life and really learn how to grow deeper in prayer, if you want to learn how to help your loved ones come back to Christ, and if you want to be equipped to do the greatest good for souls, then I want to invite you to join our Catholic Spiritual Mentoring Program that we'll be starting our new cohort in the spring of 2026. All you have to do is go to our website, schooloffaith.com, and just click on mentorship and come and join us. So what strikes you, Teresa, with this last part? There's a lot. The Our Father, the sign of peace, the Lamb of God, the taking of the words of the centurion into our own lips, communion, thanksgiving, the being sent.
I think I'm really surprised that the thing that struck me most was the sign of peace.
Oh.
Because I, for one thing, I remember I've definitely interacted with a lot of people who do not care for the sign of peace, which surprises me. But they're just like, this is unnecessary. Why am I stopping in the middle of Mass to acknowledge all these people around me, to shake hands, or if you don't like the social exchange in that moment, things like that. And I think it's just never struck me as so pivotal that, first of all, the Mass is not something we're meant to experience alone. It's not just us and God, it's the community and God, but also that it is this reconciliation, because I think it works really well as that. I admittedly have had moments where there's something like especially in college, there were always days where, like around Ash Wednesday, where you'd have a lot of fallen away Catholics suddenly show up at Mass, and you'd have someone like talking behind you the entire Mass. Like, it was crazy. I'd never seen it. And I remember just being so angry and fuming. But in that moment in the Mass, you're forced to turn around, look that person in the eye, shake their hand and say, "Peace be with you."
Yeah.
Even if they don't shake your hand, I...
That's the funny thing. So you didn't turn around and say, "Go to hell."
Well, I think there's such a... there's when you're just in your own head and you're not looking at them and you're not interacting directly, there is that where you only interact with those people to say, like, "Shut up."
Yeah.
And we really have to stop. It's just not the... to fume like that when the only thing we are asked to say to someone else in Mass is, "Peace be with you." But I think it's just become such a afterthought, or a lot of people, I know for like germ reasons, they don't want to shake hands, things like that, but interact with each other. I'm always go for the handshake, go for the hug, this is important. This isn't something to be overlooked. This isn't some random exchange. I want you to look me in the eye.
Yeah. Oh, you know, after many years of marriage, been so many times where Sandy and I, your mom and I, have been, let's say, at cross purposes when we walked into Mass, but yet at that moment, we have to reconcile.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's a beautiful opportunity to reconcile. Mm-hmm. But it is striking what our Lord said in the Sermon on the Mount, His most important teaching. He said, "Listen, if you're coming to offer your sacrifice and you have something against your brother, or he has something against you, go get that worked out first."
Mm-hmm. Reconcile. And that, when he says our brother, he doesn't just mean your family.
He means everybody.
But it's your friends. It's that stranger behind you in the pew that you disagree with for some reason.
Now let's take it to the full length of this. The sacred banquet at Mass is preparing us for the moment when we die and get through our purgatory and get in and go into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So what our Lord is really saying is, you can't get into heaven until you get reconciled with the people in your life.
Yeah.
So let's get reconciled now.
Yep. And this is a good preparation for that.
And we think, and it's so, resentment is real. When somebody has genuinely wounded us, that's real. But we still have to get over that in order to reach Jesus. Which means we need to forgive them. We need to forgive ourselves. We need to ask for forgiveness. We can't make an end run around these people to God.
Like we say, well, I have pretty much no one that I resent or that resents me or that I have that I need to reconcile with. But I've at least got a few.
However, it does make me laugh when I think about this is a true story. There was this old bishop, and he was on his deathbed. And at his last moments, he kind of propped himself up on his one elbow, and he said, "If there are any of you that I have offended, I forgive you."
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really got to be our resolution. If there's anybody that we need to get reconciled with, regardless of the situation, we got to get reconciled.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who's at fault, we got to get reconciled. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And if I've ever offended you, Teresa, I forgive you. Let's be apostles of friendship. Good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.